Let's head out to the McLaren Health Plan phone line and talk with Gene Adamczyk. He's an inspector with the Michigan State Police. Gene, how are you?
Good morning, Mr. Connolly.
Well, thank you for being with us. We're going to talk about the multi-state effort that's focusing on drug trafficking and impaired driving. Tell us about this.
Well, sir, troopers from Michigan, along with five other states, directed traffic patrols with a focus on illegal weapons, impaired driving, narcotics trafficking, and homeland security.
Who else are you working with on this? What other states are involved, and exactly what's involved in the process?
Well, Ohio, Kentucky, West Virginia, Pennsylvania, and Indiana. And what happened was troopers went out there and did directed patrols on traffic enforcement. And when a violation was observed, the vehicle is stopped, and the trooper just engages in a normal dialogue with the driver.
So how is that different than from the usual patrols that the state police conduct?
Well, these troopers did not focus on complaint work. We had other troopers doing that. And these troopers just did high-volume traffic stops. And unfortunately or fortunately, individuals involved with the illegal activity know that they are doing something seriously wrong. And their demeanor just lets the trooper know that something is not right when he or she stops that vehicle.
Now, the enforcement in Michigan focused on the I-75 corridor from Saginaw County to Monroe County. Michigan State troopers made over 300 traffic stops. Tell us how many arrests this resulted in.
Well, the 300 traffic stops during these 3 days resulted in 26 criminal complaints, which means that weapons or other illegal activity caused a further investigation. There'd be 9 arrests and 1 drunk driving arrest.
Why are these need to be done? And from your perspective, are they effective?
They are, sir. You know, unfortunately, the sources to Michigan are Chicago, Canada, Texas, Florida, Miami, Mexico, and the destination cities in Michigan, which probably really affect mid-Michigan, are Lansing and Jackson. And the other destination cities, which are source cities for Lansing and Jackson, are Detroit, Benton Harbor, Flint, Saginaw, and Pontiac. And what's kind of depressing is that addiction to drugs is an underlying cause for other crimes, such as home invasions, robberies, theft, and assaults. So just narcotics alone, you know, causes so much misery to our society and destroys so many families.
Never ceases to amaze me how often people get pulled over when they are involved in illegal activity like this. And I guess if I was a criminal, I would make sure that my taillights worked and I wasn't speeding and so on and so forth. But that never seems to be the case.
Yes, sir. Unfortunately, as you know, as you drive throughout the roads in Michigan, you know, you yourself are seeing all these traffic violations take place. So when you have a trained professional who stops one of these individuals and enters into dialogue, something just isn't right. It's like when you catch your kids stealing something from the cookie jar. You know, they just don't talk right to mom and dad.
All right. Can we expect another one of these efforts anytime soon?
Yes, sir. We can. And, not only is crime mobile within Michigan, but, crime doesn't know state boundaries. So collectively we get together, and as these criminals cross state lines, they can't hide from the law enforcement.
And, Gene, as we close out here, I know that you're gearing up for Memorial Weekend, and you want people to drive safely, and I know the state police will be on the roads for that, too.
Yes, sir. Memorial Day is one of our big travel holidays. People go up north and open up their cottages and just want to get away from home and have a good time. And so it's not that we focus on traffic violations or anything like that. We want to be highly visible. We want to make sure that people get to their destination safely.
All right. Inspector, thanks so much for your time. We appreciate you.
Thank you, Mr. Conley. Anytime.
It's 7:16 on the Tony Conley Morning Show, 1320 WILS. That was Gene Adamsick, who's an inspector with the Michigan State Police. On a beautiful Friday morning, thank you for listening to the Tony Conley Morning Show on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS.